Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Good Wednesday to you. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller back with another Service Management Leadership Podcast. My family, we like to travel. And really, it's me, and I appreciate their indulgence. As we've traveled through most of the U.S., my kids and wife and I have been through the lower 48 states. My wife and I have added Alaska. We've been to SeaWorld in San Antonio, and it's remarkable to see all these beautiful sea creatures in a zoo-like habitat. Especially amazing is the great white shark, the orcas. But when we take the ocean's supreme predator and put it in a pool, small pool, we can incentivize behaviors. I always wonder, why doesn't that huge great white eat one of those people? It's because they've been incentivized. I think the great white's name was Shamu when we were there. But when we take this supreme predator and put it in a small pool, this huge animal, put it in a small pool, we can incentivize their behaviors. And it made me think that the same is true for our service management processes. We take these large IT groups and we subject them to, in this large, business stakeholders, we take all these people and we subject them to our bureaucratic processes and use outdated metrics, we incentivize behaviors, but we really aren't getting the value back out of it. We're not harnessing the value from all of these people. Because when that orca is doing flips in this little pool, it's just using a small percentage of its abilities and its strength. These IT groups, this large organization, when we boil them and put them in a small pool, incentivize these behaviors, it becomes a bureaucracy. We do not allow them to thrive. We don't allow them to take advantage of all the strengths and be able to flourish. And that's really what service management should be doing, is allowing this flourishing of these resources, these capabilities. How do we set them free? Just something that occurred to me recently. I appreciate your feedback on the topic. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us today. I ask that you, as I always do, follow our LinkedIn company page as we approach 5,000 followers. And we're very thankful to each and every one of you for doing so. And also let me know how service management leadership can help your organization harness all of this capability and allow you to deliver better outcomes. Thank you once again and have an awesome day. Bye.